Hello.
Good afternoon. This is Charlene.
Yeah, I thought this was Eddie's Ace of Scotland.
It certainly is. My name is Aaron. Yeah. I'm calling from INS Law. We're the law firm dealing with your with the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Right, well, what's your name?
My name's Aaron.
Aaron, listen, like, my mum spoke to a guy called Grant, right? It was a few months ago. And I was told to phone him back because I've been in all the care homes, eh? And I was abused in that, like, sexually and physically. And obviously I've done them all, but it's just to see if I can start this claim because I want to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, no, of course, I completely understand that, Charlene, and yeah, I do want to obviously address my apologies in regards to your time and care. That's, you know, it's quite unfortunate for you to have.
Well, I was in Red Gorton, Rossi Farm, Oak Bank, St Mary's Kenmure, the Good Shepherd, basically every single one of them that you can think of.
Yeah. No, I understand you wanna go through with the scheme and you know, get some sort of ball moving. But unfortunately, with you disclosing that information on this recorded call, we as a law firm, we can't represent you if you already have a law firm representing you.
I don't have a law firm. I'm saying my mother spoke to somebody, right? But she didn't do the claim. It was me that was to get in contact with you to do the claim. So I've not got anybody doing any claim for me. I've got nothing in place. That's what I'm trying to say here.
All right, okay. So who's the Grant that you've spoken to about your time in care?
It was my mum that spoke to somebody called Grant that deals with in Scotland. And he asked her to get me to phone. But then I phoned up to the Midlothian one and I said to the guy there, I said, listen, mate, I said, I'm not phoning back to England. I said, I'm not doing it. It's not happening. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. So have you contacted the redress scheme yourself? Or your mum, sorry?
Eh?
Did you say that your mum has contacted the redress scheme?
Yes, but she never got a claim up and running. I was told to phone myself.
All right, okay. And then you've made the inquiry online, have you?
You what, sorry?
So from you being told to go through
to
with the claim...
To get in contact, yeah, because obviously with the amount of care I've been in and all that and things that I've been through, yes, I'm entitled to it.
Yeah, okay then. So just clarifying, have you given any information to the Scottish Redress
No, I haven't given anything, but my mum told this person what I'd went through, right? And the guy says, look, your daughter's going to be entitled to, like, getting a good bit of money out of it, but she needs to do it herself because it's her that we need to talk to.
Yeah, but I understand that. Okay, well...
So nothing's in place for me, because if it was in place, I wouldn't be phoning you now.
Yeah, no, of course. No, listen, Charlene, it does happen. People have, you know, start a process with one law firm. They see something else pop up on Google or Facebook.
No,
or...
listen, when I spoke to this person in Midlothian, down in England, I says, I'm not phoning back because I need to deal with the Scottish one.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. Okay. Well, yeah. What I can do, Jordan, this call is I'll go through.
Are you dealing with ones the folk that's been in custody as well? Like the jail and that.
With what? Sorry.
Under 18 people that are dealt with that's been in jail.
That's been in care. Yes, that's what the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Right,
for.
Because I ended up going into the jail as well when I was. When I just turned 18, so I've been in, and so is my other half as well.
Oh, sorry, did you say jail?
Yes.
Yeah, no, sorry, we only deal with... We only deal with either the care homes or the young offenders institutions. With you
young
being
offenders institutions, yeah, he was in there when he was 16, in Pullman Young Offenders.
Oh, right, okay.
And involved in two rights.
And was this yourself, was it?
Well, I went in when I was just turning 18, or just turned 18. But I'm more about from the care and the security homes I was in. But
yeah, okay.
I can let you talk to my partner after me. Can I get a roll up, please?
Yeah, your partner can make an inquiry online the same way that you did, and his information will pull through, and we can give him a call,
no problem. Right, well, can I get this done today, please, so I can get the ball rolling?
Of course. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to grab some generic details from yourself. Just obviously, so I've got all the correct information. So how am I best titling yourself, Charlene? Is it Miss or Mrs.?
MS, and then it's Charlene Messler, Charlene.
Yep, okay. And do you have a middle name, Charlene?
No, it's just Webster.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. I've got your email address here as charlenewebster67@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And what's your date of birth, please, Charlene?
It's 26/4/88. See, the thing is, mate, I didn't really know anything about it, but it was other people that were saying to me, and I didn't care how long the time frame is, and I don't want to miss out, do you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I did go through being sexually abused in that in care homes.
Yeah, no, I completely understand, and I'll dive into your time in care shortly. Just so I've got your date of birth correctly, that's the 26/4/1988.
Eh?
Okay, and what's your home address, Charlene?
It's 2 Burnside Screen at the moment, but I am planning on getting a move.
Okay, you
to be honest with you, mate, I'm actually in the hospital at the moment, so I've actually not took to my other half to try and do this in private. So I need to try and get back pretty soon, but I'm happy to do this call right away.
Okay, yeah, no, I do understand. This call can take around about 30 minutes. So I
how long, 30 minutes? Like that's fine.
Yeah, so I can call you back at a more convenient time, if that's okay.
No, no, I need it to done today.
Okay. So is it 2 Burnside Road in...
No, 2 Burnside Screen. PH26LP, it's just Burnside.
Okay, what was that postcode again, sorry?
Papa Hotel 26LP.
Okay, Burnside Scone, Perth. Okay, what number Burnside was it?
Number two,
Burnside.
Stop you!
Oh.
Sorry, that's my dog.
That's okay. Perth.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Okay, Charlene. And the best way to contact you, obviously, I've got you
is
by
the number
phone
that you're phoning on, yeah.
Yeah, are we okay to send you text messages and emails as well?
Yeah, aye. Very low text messages instead of emails, aye.
Yep, okay, that's fine. Okay, and is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of?
So honestly, I've got DVTs. I'm actually in the hospital for a heart condition just now. So I'm waiting to get that sorted out. But yeah, I suffer asthma. I'm asthmatic and things like that. Yeah. I've got a lot of stuff.
Okay, but is there anything like terminally diagnosed at all?
No, not terminal.
No, okay. Would you like to nominate a beneficiary for your application?
What do you mean?
So if for whatever reason, if anything was to happen to you, that your nominated award can be passed to a close relative or friend?
At the moment, no, but if it needs to change, I'll let you know, yeah.
Yep, of course, that's fine.
So you're going to be allocating my worker for this then, Aaron?
I certainly am, yes. So I'll be your point of call at this moment in time. And then what will happen is your case file will then get passed over to my subject access request team.
Right, okay. Can I ask a question? Sorry, just before I start walking.
Of course.
Go. Is it true that... Now, obviously, there has been people that's had like a few PhDs so far, right? But see, because I've been in all of them, right? They were telling my mum that I could get up to about 200,000. But whether that's true or not, I don't know. But because I've been in all of them and everything I've gone through, and I've had police phoning me, trying to get information, I'm not the type of person to go into all that because I went through it all my life, do you know what I mean? I just went through it again with an ex-partner last year. Do you know what I mean? So I've been abused all my life till I was 7 onwards, mate. But I ended up here when I was 12.
Yeah, no, I completely understand and I do apologise. Who was it that disclosed to you that you can claim up to £200,000?
Well, they didn't say that, but they said it'd be a good amount. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it could be that. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? At the end of the day, just whatever I get, do you know what I mean? It's obviously to settle me, settle my daughter, my stepkids and all that as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day.
Sorry, yeah, just so you've got your own clarity, with this Scottish redress scheme, the scheme's maximum payout, what it goes up to, is £100,000.
£100,000.
So it just depends on the independent panel, how they assess your evidence and the evidence that we can present.
Honestly, I can give you every detail. I can't tell you this because I'm not good with my memory, but I was in, like, when I was 12 year old, and I'm now 38 year old, do you know what I mean? So that'll tell you, do you know what I mean? But I have been told that I'll fit the criteria, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was getting abused to the staff, like male staff. I was getting fucking heavy, like, not just like sexually, I was getting physically as well, everything, do you know what I mean? And, mate, to be honest with you, like, my man's besides me, he's basically like my hubby. And he can tell you right now, he knows what he's done to me. The nightmares that I'm getting and everything like that, pal, it's just horrible.
Yeah, no, I do understand, yeah. Well, yeah, based on the level of award that the scheme offer you, is they'll assess that with the evidence that we present to them, okay? So what I'll do is I'll grab statements off you shortly, and we'll go from there.
Charlene.
I do appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting.
But I'd rather get it done just today.
Of course, yeah. But please take your time during this call. If you do need a brief or any further explanation, support, or would prefer continue at another time, then you just let me know, okay?
I will do, I promise. Yeah.
Okay. And just to clarify, do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
What do you mean? Sorry.
Any communication difficulties, like a stutter, a stammer, vulnerabilities that, you know, any harm coming to yourself that you can make me aware of?
No, but as I say, like, my ex-partner, like, obviously last year, he never got done with me, he got off with me, and see, to be honest with you, it happened for 13 years while I was there, and it's merely the fact of that he would try, but as I say, I just, you know, I mean, I'm trying to get a move from where I am to where I am.
Yeah,
and I've got my hobby to be, it's very supportive, so.
Oh, that's good. It's good that you have that support network around you then.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, yeah, Charlene, what I'm going to do for you is I'll explain the Scottish redress scheme to you. And then I'll explain your options and what you have around the scheme.
Right.
I'll explain how we operate as a law firm to represent you.
I know it's a question that I'd rather ask, but how long does it usually take for the claims to, like, be awarded or things like that? Because I know myself, and my mum's been told that I will be awarded it. It takes up statements.
Yeah, no, of course. I completely understand that. Based on what you've told me, I can clearly hear that you do qualify for the scheme. I do understand that the scheme does have a bit of a backlog at the minute, so I can't exactly give you an exact time frame, but it'll be at least around about 10 months plus that this is going to take.
And see if I did, sorry, Alan, right, I'm just asking, see if I did end up getting, like, the full amount you're saying, right? Now, here's a question. Obviously, I would accept, right, whatever it is, but see what I want to say to you. I didn't want to get it an award. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would obviously have it, but I would like to, like, get a limit where I'm not taking too much and I'm not just, like, wasting it, if that makes sense.
No, of course, honestly, like, so we can't control what or how you spend your money. Or, like, this is literally an award from the scheme. That money is yours, and it's what
it's other people have told me other things, and that's what I was asking, Pally.
Yeah. We can't give you limitations or withhold any funds from yourself. It's
just come straight to me once I've awarded it.
Yeah, once the scheme awards it to you, that's yours, you do whatever you want with your money.
Because I could put it in like a savings or a nicer, couldn't I?
Listen, you can do whatever you want. Unfortunately, I can't advise you, but
I just thought I'd ask, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, no, of course it is. It's your money, and you can do whatever you want.
To be honest with you, I've not exactly had a, like, great life about things, and as I say, that's one of the reasons that I'm in the hospital, Aaron. I'm not really going into too much detail, but I have, like, went through, like, a hard time that, and obviously other things behind it. Like, and I want to turn my life around. I want to make myself a lot better than what I have been. So yeah.
Yeah, no, of course, I completely understand. But yeah, what I'll do for you is,
It's too hot up here today.
Yeah, I'm going to gather all the information to assess how we can assist you, okay?
If I go a bit quiet, it's because I'll be on the bus going back to the hospital, but just try and hear me as best as you can.
Yeah, no, of course, I will do. If by all means, obviously, I know you've just mentioned that you're going on public transport and stuff like that. I can do 75% of the call today and just grab the statements off you tomorrow morning or whatever feels better.
No, I want to get it all done today, if that's okay, so I can get it all going.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain how the Scottish Redress Scheme works for yourself and the options that you have around it, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you.
Yeah.
The three options that are applicable to yourself, Charlene, is that you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application.
How much?
£2,000.
That's what you would take off me for it?
No. So option two is under the Scottish Government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So regardless of whether you are successful or not with your application, that law firm or that solicitor will still get that £2,000 from the Scottish Government.
Right, okay. But there's a very good chance I'll get it.
Yeah, there is.
Right, okay.
Okay, so option three.
Sorry, Aaron, because I'm not very good at understanding things like this, but see, for example, it was 100, right? Now, how much would they take off that? Say, like, £2,000 of that and then whatever VAT. So that would probably be about, you know, see.
So what I'm going to do, Charlene, is I'm going to go through the call with you and I'll explain our fees to yourself, okay? So you'll get a full understanding of it. That's okay. So being option three, INS Law does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded funds. So we won't claim the £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you. We are we're a private and independent law firm. So being option three, if you decide to instruct us, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So as I said, we wouldn't be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Okay.
Right, okay.
We've already clarified at this stage that you aren't getting represented by anybody else. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's just yourself, buddy. I promise you that.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what that means is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either.
Which I wouldn't, because I want to go ahead with this and get it dealt with.
Of course, yeah. So if your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would only consist of basic charges and time and effort spent on your case and the success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment. So you'll never pay anything.
Right.
Yeah, so it's 16% plus VAT of your redress
16%
payment.
16% or 60?
16. 1-6.
60. 1-6. Right, 16. Right, okay.
Yeah. So 16% plus VAT of your redress payment. So you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap. So the total percentage that we will take, including VAT, is 19.2%. So it's less than 20%.
Right. And how much would they, if any, like, did that happen, Aaron? Right, sorry, it's just a lot of questions I've got to ask, because I don't understand what they say. But, so say it was 100, right? Now, how much would they get with the 20% plus the VAT? What would that leave?
So it's not 20% plus VAT. It's 16% plus VAT. So that percentage as a whole is 19.2%.
Right. So what would that be then?
So that would be 19,200 that we would receive and you would receive the rest, which is 81,000.
81,000 I'd receive all in. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Is that understood with yourself so far?
That's understood with the lie, but it's just, I just say, it's just weird how we see the 100 and then do that, but nah, I'm happy to do that.
No, of course, I understand that, but obviously being a law firm, we had, with the time and effort, the evidence that we're gathering, the records on your behalf,
And listen, I understand, they've got to get their share as well, Kevin, okay? I mean, so any day looks understandable, eh?
Yeah, of course. So it is important that I make it clear that we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you.
I know, but it should be, I'm sorry.
I know, but what we'll do as a law firm to represent you is make your case the biggest and best that we can.
Yeah,
with the most sufficient evidence possible in order for you to receive what's rightly owed.
Okay,
so the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in greater detail during this call.
Okay.
So what we'll do, if we're instructed, Charlene, is we'll obviously see if you're eligible to the scheme, which we already know so far.
Yeah.
We'll gather and review all the evidence and prepare all the evidence with witness.
Now, would you get that evidence? Because obviously it is all true, and I was in the panels and that as well. So would you get all that instead of me having to do it all?
Yeah, that's what you'd be instructing us to do. Yeah, all you'll have to do is just pick up the phone to us to give us any other further information. But in the background, we'll be getting all your records. You'll be gathering as much evidence as we can, and then we'll get a witness statement off you down the line.
So what would I have to give you the call then?
No. When we give you a call, you wouldn't have to. The only time you give us a call is if you want an update. That's the only time you need to call us. Other than that, once we've got all your records and we've got as much evidence as we can, we'll then give you a call further down the line along the process to get a more in-depth witness statement from yourself. And then once we've got that witness statement from yourself, we can then submit your whole application to the Scottish Government and we can await a panel date.
And can I ask as well, I know it's going to sound like you have to say, but see, like if someone's on benefits, does that affect their benefit money if they get that money?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah, no, of course. Not that I'm aware of.
Right.
Okay. What we'll do is we'll advise you on any offer made from the scheme itself, and then we'll also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. And we'll also, as always, give any assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. So what that statutory waiver is that I've just briefly mentioned is that if a redress offer is made, we'll always fully explain the statutory waiver to you before you decide whether to accept anything. But basically what it is when going through the redress scheme, all the local authorities or institutions that you have that are linked with you in regards to your time and care and the councils that were in charge, you can't then go and make a civil claim against them once you've signed a statutory waiver.
Right.
Okay, because basically this scheme is to deal with these institutions and local authorities for you.
Yeah.
Okay. But you'll never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences, which I've just greatly explained.
Right, okay. And do you think between me and you, I'm going to think that there's a good chance I'll get something regarding the chef because of the end of that?
Well, listen, of course, you've got a story to tell. I can't guarantee what you'll get from the award. It's only down to the panel what they'll award you.
Yeah.
But until I review your statements and go through your statement
with you,
I'll be able to then only tell you whether you are applicable or not.
Right, I'm just really going on the bus, so I'll be talking pretty quiet when I go on the bus, okay?
Yep, okay. As I said, I can get these statements off you because I will need to go into a little bit of detail on what's happened. If it's more comfortable for you to do this phone call, either once you get off the bus or tomorrow. Okay, Charlene. So you do have a right to cancel when signing up with ourselves. Okay, so
I'm just invited, Bobby. Say hi, please. Sorry, I was just telling the driver where I was going.
That's okay. So if you do decide to proceed, you'll have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately, whilst the cancellation rights still remain.
Right, I won't be
cancelling. Yeah, so would you like us to start working immediately whilst you've still got cancellation?
Yeah, please, please.
Yeah, of course, of course. What we'll also need from yourself as well, Charlene, is we'll need to verify who you are and verify yourself for anti-money laundering regulations as well.
So we'll
need proof of ID and proof of address. So whether that be a driver's license, a passport, or a birth certificate.
I haven't got a bus pass.
Yep, okay. So unfortunately, the scheme don't accept any bus passes. But what you can do is you can send through three proofs of address, and that'll verify who you are.
As in, like, where I am just now.
As in, where you live at your address, and you've got your name and the address that you've stated. Three proofs of address dated within the last 3 months.
Right, so what would that be, just the address?
Bank statement, a council tax bill, a phone bill, electricity bill or utility bill, anything like that.
Right, but I can go ahead with this just now, yeah?
Yeah, you can still go ahead, yeah?
Aye, that's perfect.
Okay.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through your care settings with you. And get
see
get
if I got a copy of my birth certificate, would that work?
What was that, sorry?
If I can get a copy of my birth certificate, would that work?
Yeah, a copy's fine.
Right, okay, so I'll speak to my gran and that.
Yep, of course. Whatever's easier for yourself. If you do have three proofs of address, that's completely fine. That still verifies you.
Right, okay.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through your care settings with you, okay?
Okay.
So can you... can you tell me the name of the first care setting that you was placed in, please?
The what, sorry?
The first care setting that you was placed in.
It was Red Gordon.
What was it, Red Cross?
No, Red Gordon. R-E-D, I'm not going to spell it, Red Gordon.
Okay, bear with me.
Which is in Perth. Then he asked me for school because I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, okay. Did you say it was Red Gordon?
Red Gordon. Gordon.
Gordon, okay. Red.
Yeah.
Gordon. Yes, I think. I'm just having a little search of this care setting now.
Right.
Yeah, so it's Red Gordon House School.
Say that again?
Is it Red Gordon House School?
It was like a little school, aye.
Yeah, okay. Okay, bear with me. And what year was you placed there?
When I was 12 years old. I couldn't tell you the year.
Yeah, okay, so that'd be around about 1990?
About that, yeah.
Yep, okay. And how long was you there for?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I went from one to the other. I was getting moved about.
Yep, so how long was you at Red Gordon for?
Oh, God, no, you're asking. I couldn't say. I was there for a good 2 months.
About 2 months?
Maybe 5 months at most. And then, it was a week after me. And then I was at... I just want to say, I couldn't tell you all the times when I was there, all the placements, but I can tell you the names of them. Do you know what I mean?
Yep, okay, that's fine. But yeah, I'm just trying to get some approximate dates from yourself just so I can work out, that's all. So after Red Gordon, where was you placed?
Thank you. Hey, say that again, sorry?
After Red Gordon, where was you then placed?
This is what I'm saying. I can't say exactly in particular, but... I was in Red Gordon, I was in Rossy Farm, I was in Oak Bank, I was in the Good Shepherd Centre, I was in St Mary's Kenya, Clare Lodge, do you know what I mean? So I've done them all, mate.
Yeah, okay. How long was you at Rossy Farm for?
I was in there for about a year.
About a year, okay.
I could be wrong, mate. You take it all checked out.
What was that, sorry?
I'm saying you'd have to get it all checked out because I couldn't tell you. I'm
yeah,
not good with memory.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I completely understand that. I do understand that. Can you possibly remember how long you was at Oakbank for?
I was in that for a good while as well. Basically, I was in care for 12 till I was 15. I just left before my 16th birthday, which was in March.
Okay. Okay, I understand that, but can you remember how long you was in Oakbank for?
See, but honestly, I can't remember any of them.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
That's okay, that's
it was
fine.
Red Gorton, it was Rossi Farm, Red Gorton, Rossi Farm, Oakbank, St Mary's Kemia, the Good Shepherd Centre, Clare Lodge was one of them, which is in Peterborough. And I says, sorry for my language, but I says, get me fucking out of here. I says, because I can't get family to come and see me.
Yeah. Did you say it was St. Mary's in Kemier?
St. Mary's Kemier down in Glasgow, yeah.
Yeah.
Bishop Briggs and Bishopton.
Yeah. Okay, and... 1992... Okay, and then after St. Mary's, where was you?
St. Mary's. Two sentences. I was in the Good Shepherd Centre, but see, when I was in the Good Shepherd Centre, I ended up running away, right, because it was an open place, right?
Yeah.
And I got slashed by a couple of lasses in there too. Came up in. So my mother and that, they came down to the school and said, look, they wanted me out of there because of my safety.
Yeah.
So Ken, I mean, I've been through a lot, mate. I really have. And it's a bit, he's kind of helped me with my sexual abuse when I was younger too.
Yeah, well, okay, I understand that, yeah. Okay, so am I okay to get some information in regards to your time in each of these care settings?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Okay, so starting with Red Gorton, talk me through, you know...
Right, I was restrained badly, physically. Staff were like restraining me really bad. A couple of lasses came out and said, wait, do you want to get off a lassie? You're hurting a lassie. Things like that. But when I was in secure units, I was getting sexual abuse by some of the staff, male staff, which was a bit of a bad thing.
Okay, when you said you was restrained very badly, what kind of force was used?
They were basically trying to break my wrist and everything. Even in one of the care placements, which was Good Shepherd Centre, they basically told me to go and kill myself when I said I was wanting to end my life.
Yeah.
So that was a physical one. Sorry, I'm just walking up the stairs there.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Okay, so in Red Gorton they would bend your wrists back, which obviously nearly broke them and caused you some pain.
Yeah.
After you've just said you was restrained badly, what else was it that you said? Sorry. Charlene, I do apologise. Just at the minute, I just need to focus on Red Gorton.
Right, Red Gorton.
I just need to go through and hear about your unfortunate experiences in order for me to write you up a statement.
Right, well, in Red Gorton, I was getting physically restrained.
How many people would you be restrained by?
By four or five of them. And it was all females, and some of them were touching me up.
Yeah.
Female staff members.
Sorry, I'm just gonna... Sorry, guys. So, yeah, I went to pretty tragic.
No, of course, I can understand that.
Yeah. And see, boys, yeah, I'm not going to lie, you, right? The reason I'm in the hospital is because I've used substance, eh? I took drugs to block it all out. And I'm not wanting this to affect my conversation or that, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. I want to turn my life around when I do get this. Get me?
Yeah. No, I do understand that. I'm sorry that you've got to go through taking drugs to numb it out for yourself.
Well, it's not that. I mean, like, I've got endocarditis, which is a heart problem, and it's on my heart valves. And because I was injecting the cocaine, that's what's caused it. Do you know what I mean? And it's very, very difficult just now because I say I'm not trying to like fuck up my application, but I'm just being honest with you, like, this time round, I need to turn my life around there. Because if I don't, I'm only 38 years old. I'm going to end up dead because it. Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand.
I can hardly breathe, as you can tell.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand. Honestly, Charlie, is it okay to be going through this with yourself now? Because if...
please, I want to do it, yeah. But if I do it now, it's done.
Yeah,
if I do it tomorrow, it's spring up again.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that. I just don't want you to be breathless in any way.
No, I'm just going up to my ward. I'm just going back to my ward, so don't worry. But I'll get a seat in a minute. It's just to go on with them, Ken, that I was just doing for a few years, getting a break.
Yeah, okay. So you've restrained badly. Your wrist went backwards. There was 4 to 5 female staff members restraining you, and they touched you in inappropriate places.
Yes, yes.
What else happened to you at Red Gordon?
Just like I say, the physical and sexual life, the female staff.
Yeah. So with the female staff, other than the restraining, would they at moments in time, would you say obviously they did physically abuse you? How would they endure this?
How would they what, sorry?
How would they go through it physically abusing you?
Sorry, I've just got an alert for somebody. Sorry, Aaron. 2 seconds, mate.
Yeah, no.
That's me. Fourth floor. Cheers, mate. Take care. Sorry, not against you. It's just my claim thing I'm doing. But thank you. Take care. But yeah, sorry. So yeah, so basically, like, try to beat my wrist, try to beat my ankles, things like that, and they've got in. But the abuse may have happened, like, in other placements more than anything.
Okay. Come on, man. Okay, so you've just said that obviously they try and break your ankles. That will cause obviously a great deal of pain. What about the, obviously you mentioned about the sexual abuse. What's happened here for you to be sexually abused?
Hi, sorry, carry on. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'm still here.
Okay, so, we've touched on there about the physical abuse. When it comes to the sexual abuse, what experiences that you endured here?
Yeah. See that again, that was, but sorry. It broke out.
With the sexual abuse that you've endured during your time in Red Gordon? Talk me through them experiences with yourself. What is it that may have happened to you?
That's what I'm saying to you. Like, they broke me this and that. They'd obviously touched me up and that. And things like that. So, it's been very difficult.
Okay, so the staff members would touch you up when restraining you, but did they ever...
Yeah.
Did they physically as well? Did they do anything to give you more?
Not like
abuse
that. No. Just touching me up in that, yeah.
Okay.
Hello, I'm still here, sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm here too. That's
okay. I was just trying to get a quiet place, but I'm going at the back to do it.
Yeah.
just because obviously I'm in the ward and there's other people in there, buddy, so I just want to come outside and try and talk to you.
Yeah.
Because it is quite sensitive stuff I'm talking about.
Okay, so I think I've obviously covered the point that you've described to me, and I do apologise for the experiences that you've had here.
I know, that's fine.
Moving on to Rossi Farm, talk to me about your time there.
Rossi Farm, it wasn't just staff, it was other people that was in as well. Somebody tried to kill me with pillows. Staff came in, I was self-harming that. They told me basically to kill myself. I had males like fucking touching me as well. But not all the males, just certain males. I can't remember their names. But there was certain males that did put their hands and that on me, started touching me up there. And to me, like, I just thought it was normal because everything I went through in my past when I was younger, when I was 7 and that. So to me, I just thought that was normal. But I never reached out to anybody to tell anybody that, didn't I? So I've just kind of left it till now, till I got to this point. But yeah, they were trying to like sleep with me and make me have sex with me and that, and I was like, no, 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 this is wrong.
Yeah.
But there's none of that in my notes because obviously I don't say any of that at the time. This is the first time I'm actually saying it, like, to yourself.
Yeah, no, of course, I completely understand that, and don't worry about it not being noticed. These things don't get noticed, but as you know, this is your story. These are your experiences,
yeah.
And this is what we're gonna back you up on. Right. So you're saying that the male staff tried to sleep with you?
Yeah. Some of them were asking me to. Some of them were touching me up and that, in my chest and that. But to me, I just thought it was normal. But then when it came to the sexual part, when they wanted me to sleep with them, I started cutting my wrist because. To be honest with you, I was listening to like sad songs like All By Myself and things like that. That song by Celine Dion, things like that.
Yeah.
And I cut my wrist.
So the male staff members and was this female staff members as well?
It was just male. There was one in there that was called not the guy that done it to me. He was called Donnie Smith, and he was nice. I know him from I know his daughter is niece and that for Creef. He was the only one that was genuine. But the other ones, they were just being perverted bastards, eh? So everywhere I've been in there, they've just basically tried taking advantage.
Yeah.
And I got told if I said anything, then obviously I'd get a lot worse. So I had to keep my shut.
Okay. And when you say that they're trying to sleep with you and touching you, were they attempting to, like, take your clothes off and stuff?
They weren't trying to take my clothes off, but they were wanting me to take my clothes off. And I said no. Some of the males were touching my breast because I was big-chested back then.
Yeah.
I mean, I was pretty developed. Do you know what I mean? Like, between me and you, I know I sound just constant to say, but I was basically the same size as Katie Price when I was growing up. And you can just imagine when I say that to you, but now I've got nothing because obviously with my lifestyle. Sorry for going a bit discreet with you and saying things to you, but I'm just being honest with you. Because I was big chested and that, they obviously thought, oh, we'll take a little bit of these and we'll try getting in about her. And I was like, nah, this is fucking wrong.
Yeah, no, it is completely 100%.
But there's a children's home that I know that's in Skin, and I was talking to a guy, and he says, oh, the system's different. I said, I didn't care what you said about the system. I says, my sister, I says, when I was growing up, I says, I got abused in life.
Yeah, no, it's not nice for you at all. So when you'd said no to these staff members, what was it that they blackmailed you in saying? What was it that they said to you?
They said to me, I didn't do it. I was going to get basically restrained, and they were going to make out as if I was doing something wrong, like kicking off and that, so they could just restrain me and touch me up that way. But I never complied, so they started touching my chest and that.
Yeah.
And putting their hands down my trousers and everything. And this is what I'm saying. It was like it was normal to me.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand that. When, how many staff members would you say this was?
There was about two or three of them that said it to me. I can't actually count. There was quite a few of them.
Okay, and over a period of time, how long was that period of time that they would do this to you?
I would tell it at certain times. I don't really calculate it. But it was quite frequent.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, almost on a daily basis, but not as much.
Okay. I'm sorry that obviously you've had to endure such an experience there. What else is it that you'd like to tell me about Rossi Farm? Or is that it for the minute?
That's it for the minute. Like I say, okay. I was attacked by like other inmates and that, other people that was in care of themselves, but with mostly staff. Clare Lodge wasn't so bad. Oak Bank, yes. A couple of guys contacted the police and told them, the police said, Shirley, if you want to come forward. But I said to the police at the time, and this is what I'm saying to you, you're the first one I've disclosed any this way. And I told the police, I said, I don't want to like put anything in. I just want to leave and go on it. But between me and you, yeah, I was going to put it there as well.
Yeah.
Because there are a few guys I could see to you now, like Chrissy Anderson, for one. He's probably put a claim in. He was one of the guys that was in there. A guy called Kenny, he was in there, and it was Kenny that disclosed it to the police. And the police said, Shirley, if you want us to come and talk to you, we'll talk to you. And I went, listen, I said, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Because I went through it all my life, mate.
Yeah. Okay, and you've just said that as well. Did you say that St. Mary's weren't too bad?
Really?
Did you say that St. Mary's weren't too bad of an experience for you?
It wasn't too bad. It was basically, how can I explain it? It was, do you know what it was, right? There was that many units, right? And I got put in the trauma unit because I was abused in that. But
yeah.
There was a worker there called Lynn, and she helped me through a lot. But because there was a unit next to me for like sex offenders and that, which
yeah.
I didn't know about, there was a lad there went with. And I'm not saying he'd done anything, because he didn't seem like that lad.
Yeah.
But I would say I had an alright time there, but I was getting my restraints and that, but I didn't go through any sexual assault there. But everywhere else, I did go through being sexual assaulted.
Okay.
Apart from, the only two places I didn't get sexual assaulted was St. Mary's and Clare Lodge. That's the only two places. But everywhere else, I was sexual assaulted.
Okay, so you're saying Clare Lodge?
That was then in Peterborough, in England.
Okay, so unfortunately, as you may be aware, we can't deal with Clare
Lodge.
No,
that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
But see, the person that I did speak to, Aaron, he says, because I've done them all, but I think they meant all the ones in Scotland.
Yeah, of course, yeah, no, I understand. Talk to me about your time in Oak Bank.
Physically, I strained. They basically turned around and they were locking me in cupboards. They were they had snakes, like one of the teachers had snakes, and basically tried to put a snake in my face, which I didn't like because I was petrified of snakes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was getting tortured there as well.
Okay.
But yeah, it was really bad and difficult. Sorry, I'm going to go and charge my phone. fond of it, guy. But I'm okay to talk.
Yeah.
I'll see if there's a wee room I can go into just to talk to you, because I need to charge my phone.
Yep, okay.
I'm dying for my pee. Sorry. Adam, well, you're on the phone. I'm going to hit it for a pee. I'm sorry, because, as I say, I've had my daughter, and I can't control the bladder, mate. So if you can bear with me, I'll put you on mute for a minute while I do a pee. But other than that, I'll still be here, right?
Yep, okay. That's completely fine.
If you don't mind.
Yep, of course. Take your time.
See, if I do get cut off, can you phone me right back to me, because I'm going to have to put this on charge.
Yep, of course. Well, do you want to have a 5-10 minute break and I can call you back? You can go to the toilet and stuff, and I'll call you straight back.
Alright, phone me right back in 5-10 minutes. Definitely phone me back then, right?
Yep, of course I will, Charlene.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. Cheers.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.